Blog Talk Radio.
A new direction.
protection, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Amen, amen. That is who He is. Glory to God. Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's house. And we can come together in the name above all names, Jesus Christ, the glorious Son of God and our Savior. Amen. Well, bless each one of you. Hallelujah. That we can come together to celebrate, to get excited, and see what God is doing in our life, in all of His created children, as He's moving upon them and understand who they really are, who they really are, and that they have a hunger and a love for freedom. I was seeing put it together video. Anyway, a montage, thank you, Lord, montage of different videos and things that are happening and how people are standing up to tyranny. And it was amazing from different countries to different places. And it was showing the Canadian truckers and all they've been doing. It was showing people in Alaska standing up. It was showing people up in Virginia standing up and saying no more. It was showing even in Brother Andrew's country of New Zealand, they were standing up, praise God, in Australia. And God is moving upon the people and showing their godly sense of that he is the one who brings freedom, not based on man or government, but what God has done, that he wants freedom and liberty for all of his created children. The enemy wants you in chains. He wants you in prison and as slaves. Eternal slaves, God have mercy. But Christ came to set us free, praise God. And he wants you to know who you are in Christ. That's what the Lord's revealing, that his people, his children need to know who they are in him and what he makes you. Doesn't matter what man says. What matters is what your father said. And that he has done it. Didn't you believe that he has made you like his son now? Praise his name. And that we need to be praying and pray for these people. Today we heard something that's unbelievable. They're talking about in Canada of taking these people's animals and euthanize them if they stand, you know, up in protest against the government. That's not freedom, brothers and sisters. We know what that is. We know where it's coming from. I mean, that's, of course, you know, that should be nothing compared to what they've already been doing with the unborn and with children these days. The devil is very mean and cruel. He does not care anything about life. You know, he would be in a place, and that they have is they sacrifice people because he has to be like, he tries to be like God and thinks that blood of an innocent, you know, child or whoever, or God of mercy, you know, animal child, he tries to do it himself, but it is all just a lie, misleading people to death and hell, because the only one's blood that matters, Christ. It's all about his life and blood, brothers and sisters. Amen. Well, praise God. We'll pray for the God to watch over him and let him stand for the truth of the word of God, for, you know, Christ, that he brings freedom. He brings freedom and liberty, and it lives within people's hearts. And that's what the Lord was showing me. He says, I'm the one who brings freedom. I'm the one that sets the captives free. And it's awesome, brothers and sisters, because people are waking up. You know, I look, and you know, like, again, numbers don't really matter, but it just, as you see the numbers increase, you mean people are waking up, are watching, are seeking, and praise God, getting right with Jesus, getting right with God. I had one of my, we here at the Lord's Hour, one of the biggest downloads I've ever had here. And the interesting thing was the number, 37, 837, praise God. Of course, I told you that number 37 means a lot. We know that number 8 is pointing toward Christ. And I just think as it comes, what does Romans 8:37 say? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That people are waking up. We were out. And, of course, I know last Sunday was Super Bowl Sunday, but we was going to have a little get together with our brothers and sisters we ain't seen in a while, and Sis Dawn's doing so much better. She's walking now with a boot on. She's doing so much better. As you consider what she was, they could have faced in that kind of crash, and God watched over them. And it says, listen to this. This is Romans 8:37. Yet in all things, we are more than conquerors and gained an overwhelming victory through him who loved us so much that he died for us. That's what the Lord wants people to know. Glory to God. Like I say, everything in our life that God's doing, it's something that it matters. So praise God. We saw before the game was even happening, many people were out. People are going to back to churches and things. Hopefully, it's a place that's sharing the gospel. This is amazing. God, he would have none perish, but all come to repentance, come back to their godly sense, and come to Jesus, the Son of God, that you understand who he is and what he's done. And that's what we want for the people. And that's why we rejoice, brother and sister. The Lord is moving. And as we just plant this little seed here to see it grow, absolutely amazing and very grateful. Hallelujah. And that the Lord is with us. Now, as this happens, we need to be alert and be praying against the enemy. As he's trying to come against the here at the Lord's hour, and he's trying to come against our little church. Must be rattling the cage of hell, right? Or rattling the walls or whatever. Just sharing the gospel, praising the Lord. Dare to be led by the Holy Spirit and not feeling. Hallelujah. But understand, we have authority. Because you have to understand, our enemy is a defeated foe. He just thinks he's something. But he's not greater than God. He's not greater than our Savior, the King of glory. And he sure ain't greater than the mighty Holy Spirit who is within us. And you understand of who you are and what you've overcome because of Christ. It's very important that you know and that we'll understand and learn more, Lord willing, of what God wants to show who you are in him and what he has done. Amen. Glory to God. Well, of course, we still have all that's going on. It's revving up. Oh, yeah, in Ukraine. And it's been sort of quiet toward China, but they've talked about they're going to do something after the Olympics toward Taiwan. The man I listen to, Monkey Works, has seen all kinds of planes, all kinds of equipment, troops and stuff are moving everywhere. They're watching over our land. They're looking and searching for things that are happening here. It's really getting exciting for us. And it should be getting very scary and frightful for anybody who does not know Christ. Because the Lord is coming for his church and bride. And the other thing, and that's just part of it, the other thing is what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in Israel and Syria. And somebody's telling Israel, quit attacking Syria like it's his own land. Who is that? Russia? Could it be God? This is getting exciting, brothers and sisters. Like what the Lord told us when we started. It says, when you see major war in the nation of Israel, you know, in the area of Israel or toward Israel, look up, I'm coming for you. Oh, I hold on to God's words. I'm excited as the Lord shows what he's doing through us, and I give him all the glory and praise. I'm just a humble servant, but the Lord can move mightily. And it just excites me as you look and you check and see the download. That means somebody's hearing the word. That means he might be sharing it with others. Praise God. And that's what we've been called to do, brothers and sisters, whichever way God has called. In prayer, in teaching, in preaching, in worshiping, helping others, let the light of God shine in such a broken, dark world that need Jesus. And that's what God wants for his children. That's what he wants for all his created children. He would have none perish. That we'd be to show the place of God's love over anything of God's judgment and anger. But that will come to all who reject him. Themselves personally. We don't want that for anybody. But they still have to make the decision, just like each of us did. Well, bless each one of you. Praise God. I pray that the Lord makes the way for Brother Will to stay in the chat room and the others by phone. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus against the enemy and against the principalities of the air and this world system trying to keep brothers and sisters away from coming together in the name of Jesus and to worship and honor you here. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus and pray for the applied blood of Jesus over this service and over this broadcast, Father, in the name of Jesus, by phone or computer. Lord, that we're in tremendous times, prophetic times, very spiritual times that we're living and understand there is warfare and that we have to be alert and know what you're teaching us and guiding us and that we will stand as you've called us. In your mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God, brothers and sisters. Yeah, that's right. Even you crying to the Lord just like the Hebrew. Amen. You're right, sis. You're right. Other place was Jerusalem, Israel. They're all crying out. One of the neatest things was Italy. Italy was requiring passport or jab to go in the restaurant. Do you know what the people did? They didn't go in the restaurant. They stayed on the streets and brought their own food. And the streets were covered in Rome. Hallelujah. And other cities. And, I mean, the people are, you know, fed up. But the world order and the ones bringing the Antichrist, they're not going to let up. You know, they're going to use these things. Of course, these things are going to happen. What we need to be focused on is our Savior, our coming glorious Savior and King. And yes, that we are supposed to stand for freedom and stand for righteousness and truth. But don't let it take the place of Christ. Main thing of anything that's protest, I pray the people look to Jesus and that he's the one who brings freedom. And it's time to quit trusting man, because man and his ways, and usually influenced by the devil, will lead you to death, hell, and the grave. It's only Christ who brings life. He's the one who brings words of life, because his word is a living word of life. Amen? Well, praise God. Let's get started. Glory to God. Focus on the Lord. Father, we thank you. We praise you for what you're doing, how you encourage us, how you connect with us, and that we know how personal it is, and your special little ways, Lord, how much you love us. Father, as you've done that for me and Sister Brenda, I pray you do it for each one here tonight and all by phone and Facebook and Skype, Father. This show, how special each one is to you. And I know, Lord, you have your little ways to each of their lives, too. It excites us and makes us rejoice. And oh, how exciting it is. We're getting closer and closer to our real home, getting closer to flying out of here so fast. we don't have any idea. In a twinkling? That's not even a blink of an eye out here. You're absolutely amazing, Lord. We pray that many others are waking up and see the answer is the Lord and not man and man's government, but the kingdom of God through Christ. Father, now we pray that you will lead and guide us by the Holy Spirit to reveal what you want to reveal to us by your word and the word, your son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us, that you would come to the place, that you would become a man, and that you would go to that cross and become the sacrifice so that we could live and have eternal life. We're very grateful, Lord, that we would never forget and understand how special and personal your love is for each of us. We glorify and worship you for your worthy, Lord. And we focus on you and to praise and honor you and glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, praise God. The first song is talking about what Christ did so that we can be like this. Revelation 3, verse 12, he who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God. So you have to understand that. You have to know Jesus more than a good man or just a prophet. You have to understand that he is the Son of God and that he came and became a man and that he was perfect and the power of the Holy Spirit as God and became the sacrifice so that we could be saved and live eternal life, give us eternal life. That to overcome in the world, remember, who's the ruler of this world and world system and nature of sin and death and hell? The only one, how we can overcome through the only one is the Savior, our glorious Lord and champion, captain of hosts, victorious over the devil, the father of lies, victorious over death and hell forever. Hallelujah. I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will most certainly be put out. He will most certainly never, hallelujah, never, there we go, be put out of it. And I'll write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my own new name. Hallelujah. Overcome, worship, and honor the Lord in this glorious song for who he is and what he has done for us, brothers and sisters. For he is worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Worship the Holy One, the glorious one, our Savior and King. Glory, Lord. All authority. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Seated above, throne in the Father's love.
Hallelujah.
Destined to die, poured out for all mankind,
all his children,
God's only Son, perfect and spotless one.
Hallelujah!
He never sinned, but suffered as if he did.
Our sin put upon him. All authority,
every victory is yours.
Amen.
All authority, every victory.
Worship him.
Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all of our praise. You overcame.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Awesome in power forever. Awesome and great is your name.
You overcame. Yes, he did. For you and me. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Power in hand, speaking the Father's plan. You're sending us out the light in this broken land.
Amen.
All authority, every victory. Is yours.
Amen. All authority, every victory is yours. Hallelujah. Amen. Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all of our praise, you overcame. Hallelujah. Jesus, awesome in power forever, blossom and great is your name. You overcame. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now what he did, this is who we are. Know who you are in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Come on now. Get excited. Come on now. Sing it. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Hallelujah. The only way. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Yes. We'll overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all of our praise, you overcame. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. You overcame. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all of our praise. You overcame. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. You overcame. Amen. Glory, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God, our glorious Savior, the Son of God, overcame. He overcome for us, brothers and sisters. Understand that. He did it all for us. And to bring us back to the place where God the Father wanted us. Hallelujah. Forever, brothers and sisters. I know this. I'm sure you know this well now, that he is an eternal God. And that as you are eternal being, When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the Spirit of Christ, you become like Jesus, and that you'll live forever. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Amen. All right, Sister Jeanette, you want to come and continue this worship and praise to our glorious Savior, and that we focus on and have this theme of knowing what he has done, and what he has done and who he is has made us who we are. Praise his name. Glory to the Lord. Oh, that everybody will know him like we know him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. She's there.
Amen.
Amen, sis.
I'm here, bless you, sis. Brother.
Amen. How you doing?
Oh, fine. Good. More than conquerors through Christ.
Amen. We are. We are. I mean, that's the big one is more than conquerors through the victory of Jesus. And that's talking about the one when we fly away. The last part of our redemption is a new body. Praise God.
Amen.
And because of his love, of course. I mean, his love is greater than the fall and all our sin. I mean, he's so much greater than that. Hallelujah. Amen. Sis, you ready to continue?
Yeah.
Okay. Bless you.
Get the drink. Oh,
get your drink.
Yeah.
Amen. I always, every time I try to share a message, either my nose starts running or itches or something. It's always something the old body seems like doesn't want us to share, but we got to just press on through it. That's for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All
bless
right.
You. Okay.
Bless you too.
Amen.
Oh,
The story of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. made free and high. Fast for the Lord. He says he's coming soon. Go back to sinner. Wake up the saint. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so, God, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice. Oh, world in you, your aim for us, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Oh, like a bride waiting for a groom. We'll be at church, ready for you. Every heart longing for our we say, so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait, wait for you. Lord, we wait for coming soon. Yes, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a group, we'll be at church, ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing like a bride waiting for a group. We'll be at church, we'll be ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Yes, Lord, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen, sis. Sorry about that interruption. That's weird. I mean, it usually happens when you come into Blog Talk. That's strange. You came up and said that I'm in the host cube. I don't know if you heard that or not. I'm sure everybody else did, but it's all good still, but we still worship and praise in the Lord, for sure.
Amen. I didn't know that there is an interruption.
Yeah. Well, I could hear it. Maybe only I could hear it. That'd be good if everybody else didn't have to hear it.
Oh, okay. And I'm just asking.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters in the chat rooms, and are you not tired of this song that I sing, even so come?
Amen.
Because this is the song that the Lord gave me.
Amen.
One night, as I was praying,
Yes.
He said, sing that song on the third, every third song.
Amen.
The song on the third song, that's what I'm going to sing until he comes.
Amen.
So,
and
that's
telling
what
you how
I am doing. So you might wonder, why is this song every Friday, you know, on the third song? Because that's why I'm obedient to the Lord. That's why he told me. He put it in my heart.
Yes.
So that's what it is. Don't get tired of that song.
No.
Because the song is anointed.
Amen.
It has an anointing. The Lord is upon me.
Amen.
The Lord, he has anointed me.
Yes.
To sing this song.
Hallelujah.
And I am anointed in Jesus' name.
Amen, sis. Amen.
Jesus.
Good word of understanding that it's a lot of songs are like prayers and that we are called to pray, you know. Even John at the end of the book of Revelation said, Lord Jesus, come quickly. I say, you know, he was saying it too. And the Lord said, I'm coming quickly. You know, God's time is totally different because he's not governed by time. You know, he's an eternity.
Amen.
And it's still a short time compared to the time eternity to God, you know? It really
is. We'll be with him.
Yes. And it's amazing that we have been brought up, we've been born and created for such a time as this. It just blows me away sometimes. You think that the Lord raised us up for this time to be his witnesses. And I think what is so important is that we really know that he is the only way, the truth, and the life. And the other thing the Lord has impressed on me is understanding that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that makes him the Savior. That makes him all authority and power. And that he is the only one who can save you. There's no other. There is no other one, no other being, nothing. And people have set up or have the devil has misled people and deceived them so much, being caught up in supposedly Jesus plus. No. Only thing that's called for us to do is believe and embrace him. Have a relationship with your God and Savior. That's what matters. And that's what the Lord impressed me about this, is that it talks about how you overcome the world is through Jesus, the Son of God, because it shows him that he is God and that he became a man, and that's so important. It really is. Well, praise God.
Oh,
sis. Thank you for that powerful word.
Amen.
And that the Lord is saying through that, hang on, I'm coming soon. And you just keep believing.
Amen.
You keep singing. Because it's to his glory. And Sis Connie
is
saying
something. Yes, it's glory.
Received her 2020. Yes, and man, it's tough to see that Sis Connie had received her 2020 income tax. Wow. Okay, we'll pray about that. All right, sis, thank you. We'll get with you again with another beautiful song talking about Hide Me in the Shelter. Oh, the shelter of the Most High.
Yeah, that's a prayer song.
Many, many songs are. You know, you know that songs
that's
come
true.
From people's heart.
Mm-hmm.
And through what they're going through and what they're facing is where songs come from. And, you know, who they are, especially, you know, who they are in Christ, the worship songs. They come from the heart of God to us. Amen. All right, sis.
Thank you.
Praise God. All right. Bless you.
Okay. Bless you, too.
Amen. Bye-bye. Praise God. The Lord is moving, as always. Okay, sis, Connie, you mean that you have not received your income tax from last year, even now, or when you file, don't you make you a copy or put it on your computer? Or, I mean, that's how I do it. I don't know. But we'll pray that God will intervene and show you blessing and favor of what you need to be able to file your 2021 taxes for sure. Okay. 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 Well, we'll pray that you received your 2020 tax refund or whatever. But you're talking about you need a copy of your taxes. You need a copy of your taxes. And have you've already checked with the You should be able to get a copy through the IRS, or if you use the service, a tax service of any kind, they should have a copy of it. You should be able to download it, a PDF, to your computer. That's what they always give me a choice to do. But we'll pray that God will intervene on your situation for sure. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Really? Have you've checked with the IRS? Go to IRS or .gov or something like that. Wow, that's really strange, sis. That should already happen. I know because of all this stuff going on, they made it later, didn't they? I know they gave it more time, so I'm not sure what's going on. But the Lord will provide for you, sis. He'll make a way, and he'll bring this together. You're his child. He shows you blessing and favor. And as you cry out and as we pray that the Lord will intervene and bring your taxes in the order that they need to be so you can take care of this new one coming up, this 2021. I don't know how long they're going to give people this year. I'm not sure if it's only April 15th or more. But, yeah, you should try to get a hold of. It's not real easy to get a hold of the IRS. It's definitely the Lord makes a way to get through, that's for sure. But you need to find out what's going on. You being an American citizen and trying to do the right thing. All right. Well, praise God. We'll pray for that, sis. We will pray for that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, well, I'm sure they're probably behind everything else that's falling apart. Yep. Amen. There you go. There's a word from Sister Nett. You'll receive your refund, sister, a double portion. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord can do. I understand. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, we didn't have no problem with ours. I don't know if I think it matters a lot. I don't know if you do it by mail or do it by electronic. This day and time, it's smarter to do it through electronic and computers. That's for sure. It seemed like it gets processed faster, for sure. But we'll leave that in God's hands. You'll get through this test and trial, sis. Okay, I got you. All right. Well, we're praying that God will intervene and show his blessing and faith. You heard what Sis Jeanette said. A double portion. We'll trust the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, brothers and sisters. The message tonight is something that the Lord wants you to know. And understand, this is the reason you are who you are. We are overcomers. Did you know that you're an overcomer? We are overcomers through the life and blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Did you understand who he is personally? I understand that he is the Son of God, and he's the Savior of the world. And he's the Savior for each one who calls upon his name and believe, trust, and embrace him. Faith alone in Christ. And then the mighty Holy Spirit shows up and makes us born again. Okay, you need to check with them too. Find out what's going on. They're supposed to handle that. That's what you pay them for. They're supposed to handle that, so you be sure you check with them too. Find out what's going on with your return from last year when the others are already the new ones up now. Yeah, I would find out what's going on, and they need to, you know, that's probably what they told you, that it's IRS is behind or something, I'm sure. Well, we know the Lord can get things processed. It's just amazing what he can do. He can get through red tape. That's for sure. Amen? Okay. Shalom, brothers and sisters, in Christ, that through God's love, mercy, and grace, you have overcome the world and the ruler of this lost, sinful world and his nature and character by our glorious Savior and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, empowered by the very life and power of God, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Message finished. No, hallelujah. That's so powerful. That's what's happened. People, they need to understand that. The reason that we are lost and sinners because we have the nature of the fallen one. You know, that's been sort of swept under the rug. But you got to understand your place or where you're at without Christ. That's why he did what he did. He knew where we were at. He knew we had no hope. He knew there was no way that we could do anything and stand up to the evil one. That's why he came. That's why he came. That's why he came for us. Because God's love is so great. It is powerful, good news and truth, that this has happened to all who believe, trust, and embrace Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and champion over the works of Satan in your life. Amen? As we learned last week, that Jesus Christ made a way where there was no way for any of us to do this. He did it by his life in blood, empowered by the Holy Spirit to make this real and eternal. Amen? You have to know and believe this to be able to be what God the Father wants you to be now for such a time as this. Overcomers. Amen? The days we live and the times we live, God has raised us up, all up to be servants and ambassadors for his gospel and the will and purpose of our Heavenly Father, which is salvation and eternal life for all of us created children. We have to show the world the light for a broken land, a broken world, like that song. The only way to overcome this life now, world, and eternity to come without Christ as your Savior, he's the only way, only through him. The world is come without Jesus Christ as your Savior. He is only through him. He makes us who we are, nothing of ourselves except what God requires, which is to humble ourselves and believe and trust and embrace him in our hearts and lives. Amen. That makes you a overcomer. So we start off this message and this truth with this powerful scripture from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. John 16, verse 33. Hear what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. I have told you these things. The Lord's told us, the disciples and us. It's his word. So that we, that in me, you may have perfect peace. Not the peace that man gives, but what God gives. Remember, he's perfect. He's eternal. In the world, you have trial and distress and suffering. But be courageous. Be confident. Be undaunted. Be filled with joy. I have overcome the world, what we face. The Lord has overcome. My conquest is accomplished. My victory abiding. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Our Savior, telling his disciples and us too, that his conquest over Satan and his power and claim on us, which is sin, was going to be taken care of forever. That now we know he did accomplish all that the Father required by his own life and blood. It is finished. Praise God. Hallelujah. The other part of this you need to know and believe is true too. My victory abiding. Brothers and sisters, tell me, where is his victory abiding? In you and me. Hallelujah. Can you get the picture of this, that all of us who are believers, that the light is shining? It shows the enemy. It shows all his cohorts, the principality, the power, they're defeated. And Lord, Jesus has won the victory over them for each of us. What Christ has done for us is abiding and will be totally completed at the day of redemption. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So what is the definition of the word overcomer? A person who prevails in spite of opposition, difficulties, and weakness. Listen to this example of this and see if you identify with this. The situation is very frustrating, but I have decided to become an overcomer. I am pressing on. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, some days in what we face with the tests, trials, and even temptation, but even if we struggle or get frustrated, that we can press on knowing that we are overcomers in Jesus Christ by his life and blood and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, the word of God tells us that Satan and his hordes of hell are defeated foes. Listen to this next definition. It's supposed to be a secular dictionary, but listen to this. A person who defeats someone or something in conflict or struggle. Now, the powerful example, listen to this example from this dictionary. The saint, you and me through Christ, are the overcomers of the evil one. Isn't that amazing? This is from a dictionary. It's called the Browse Dictionary, and they have so many examples of what God says. The saints are overcomers of the evil one. That's what has to happen in your life. Amen. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. This is God. Excuse me, should be a comma there. Amen. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. This is us. God has made us to be his children and family, to be humble servants in this dark, lost world of wickedness and sin, that we are overcomers over the evil one, his nature and character forever in Jesus Christ. Amen? Wow. It's amazing, the influence of the Lord Jesus, even in a secular dictionary. That is, I am starting to think it is not so secular, but does have some of God's wisdom and truth in it. Amen? Now, by God's mighty word, Psalm 117, verse 2. Thank you, Jesus. For his loving kindness prevails over us. Isn't that amazing? To know that God's love is poured into us by his Spirit. And we triumph and overcome through him, not ourselves. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just join in with the psalmist. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what he was sharing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Remember, it talks about his love is everlasting, unconditional. Most of the time, people that say they are sharing God's love put conditions on it. Not God. He says, come as you are. That's the thief on the cross. Mark 5, verse 42. The little girl immediately, oh, hallelujah, got up and began to walk, for she was 12 years old. And immediately, they who witnessed the child's resurrection were overcome with great wonder and utter amazement. I mean, this little girl is laying dead. But God, but our glorious Savior is greater than death. He is a God of life, and that's what he wants for you. This is truthfully one of the things or character or even emotions when Jesus really shows up. Oh, hallelujah. And overcomes anything we cannot ourselves. Amen? Mark 9, verse 24. Immediately, the father of the boy cried out with a desperate, piercing cry, saying, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. See, he knew who he had to cry out to and the one who could help him be able to do this. We all have to do this if you expect Jesus Christ to be involved in your life. I do believe in you and what you're able to do, Lord Jesus. Help me overcome my unbelief in you, in who you are, and what you can do in my life now, in Jesus' name, amen? Romans 8, verse 3, oh, praise the Lord. Understand this truth. When other people put on conditions or traditions or works, listen to what the Word of God says and know the truth. For what the law could not do, that is, overcome sin and remove its penalty, its power being weakened by the flesh, man's nature without the Holy Spirit, God did. I mean, it's not complicated. God's made it simple. Just got to believe him. He sent his own son in the likeness of sinful man as an offering for sin. And he condemned sin in the flesh. Condemned sin, period, in the flesh. Subdued it and overcame it in the person of his own son. Now you see why it's so important to know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he's the Christ. He is the Messiah of Israel. He's the anointed one. He's the only answer. He's the only way, the truth, and the life. There is no life. There is no hope without Jesus. Hallelujah. For what the law could not do, what religion, a sinful man, could not do, what yourself in this corruptible flesh could not do, that is, overcome sin and remove its penalty, man's way, man's nature, without the Holy Spirit, God did through his Son, Jesus Christ. Celebrate, worship him, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Praise his name forever. Glory to God. In this time, as we live now, you need to know and believe this for yourself personally. If anyone is preaching or teaching anything different, which is to be a curse and then run, Forrest, run from them, hallelujah. That means like in Forrest Gump, run, Forrest, run. Get away from them. Because they will mislead you and they will deceive you and they don't care nothing about you. Because I would believe if they're teaching anything this way, it is led by the evil one, influenced by the spirit in their own flesh. Because the truth the Holy Spirit will reveal to you is what Jesus said he would do. It's about him. Amen. Got to get real in these times because it's serious and critical times we live, desperate times we're living. Romans 12, verse 21. Do not be overcome and conquered by evil, but overcome evil with good. Oh, hallelujah. Well, tell me, brothers, sisters, who is good? Who is good? God is good. All the time, God is good. Amen. That's the only way you can overcome and conquer evil. This is the one who is good and righteous and holy and true. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Oh, praise God. No temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to the human experience, nor any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance. Everybody faces it. Free as believers until the day of redemption. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. Oh, hallelujah. To his word. Oh, yes, he is. He is compassionate. Thank you, Lord. Trustworthy. And he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. Isn't that amazing? He knows us better than ourselves. But along with the temptation, he has in the past and is now, will always, always provide the way out as well, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome the temptation with joy. Tell me, all out there listening tonight and in the archives, how can you overcome all your temptation and sin in your life personally? One way, only, no other, by the life and blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. That's what God has done through his own Son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hang on, brother, sister. I got an empty paper here for some reason. Nope, at least it didn't mess up. We're still going. Personally, in your heart and life, amen. John 16:33. I have told you these things, that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world you will have tribulation, distress, and suffering. But be courageous. Be confident, undaunted. Be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. Oh, hallelujah. My conquest is accomplished, my victory abiding. Thank you, sis. Hallelujah. A good word. 1 Thessalonians 4:7-8. For God has not called us to impurity, but to holiness, to be dedicated, set apart by behavior that pleases him, whether in public or in private. So whoever rejects, guards, disregards this is not merely rejecting man, but the God who gives his Holy Spirit to you, to dwell in you and empower you to overcome temptation. But God who gives his Holy Spirit to you, to dwell in you and empower you to overcome temptation, this is the only way you can. Because temptation and sin is not just a physical, emotional, but spiritual too. The only way to overcome this evil, vile, antichrist spirit is by the Holy Spirit in your heart and life. Amen? 1 John 4:4. Little children, believers, you are of God and belong to him and have already overcome them. Overcome who? The agents of the Antichrist. Because he who is in you is greater than he, Satan, who is in the world, sinful mankind. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4:9. Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need of any to write to you, for you have been personally taught by God to love one another. That is, to have an unselfish concern for others and do the things for their benefit. The second part of this is overcoming being only concerned about yourself, being mean or hateful. Even judgmental is taught by God through the Holy Spirit and his living word to love one another. Amen. 2 Peter 2, 18 through 19. Listen to this and see if this sounds familiar. For uttering arrogant words of vanity, pompous words disguised to sound scholarly or profound, but meaning nothing and containing no spiritual truth, they beguile and lure using lustful desires by sensuality those who barely escape from the ones who live in error. They promise them liberty when they themselves are slaves to depravity. For by whatever anyone is defeated and overcome, to that person, thing, philosophy, or concept, he is continually slave. Anything other than the true gospel, you're still a slave. You got to be set free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. When God does it, it's going to happen. If you try to do it man's way, it won't. Oh, hallelujah. We have many of these false prophets and teachers out there spewing this foolish and demonic wisdom of Satan and sinful man. Know this, if you listen or continue to listen to these lies and half-truths, then the word of God tells us what will happen to anyone who does. Verse 19, they promise them liberty when themselves are slaves of depravity. For by whatever anyone is defeated, overcome, to that person, thing, philosophy, or concept, he is continually enslaved. God have mercy. The only one that can set you free out of the prison of darkness and get the chains off you, break every chain, is Jesus. You see, what they promise you will not happen, but the opposite. Because this liberty and freedom only come through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? We have overcome all these false teaching and lies. The Holy Spirit, who leads and guides us, has given us the powerful gift to do this called discernment. By this very wise, be very wise these days. Narrow down who you listen to. Make sure who you do listen to, it is lined up with God's word. If not, run, forest, run from them. Amen? 1 John 2, verse 13. I'm writing to you, fathers, those believers who are spiritually mature, because you know who has existed from the beginning. I am writing to you young men, those believers who are growing in spiritual maturity, because you have been victorious and overcome the evil one. Amen, brother, that's right. We got to be wise. I have written to you children, those who are new believers, those spiritual immature, because you have come to know the Father. He's speaking to three different groups. He calls the Father those of believer who are spiritually mature in Christ. The younger ones, those believers who are growing spiritually in maturity. And then he's even talking to the new believers. But even as new believers, faith alone in Christ and born by the Spirit, because you have come to know the Father. Remember what Jesus said? When you look at me, you see the Father. We are one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even a new believer. Isn't it amazing that John was covering all areas about all believers? You see, when you become a born-again believer in Christ, you need to grow and mature, becoming more Christ-like, to be victorious, hallelujah, these pages being something tonight, oh, here we go, victorious and have overcome the evil one, because you know who you are in Christ, a overcomer. Amen. 1 John 4:4, it says, put it up. We're going to share it again. There must be a purpose that God wants us to know this, especially in the days we're living. Little children, believers, dear ones, you are of God, and you belong to him. You belong to God, that he paid the price. But he don't keep us as slaves as we were to this world and Satan. He makes us his children. He makes us part of the family. He sets us free and doesn't call us slaves anymore. But he calls us friends. He calls us servants and messengers and ambassadors. You see what God thinks about you? Isn't it amazing? And have already overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist. Who could that be? That could be principalities, powers, Satan himself, demons. What else? It could be men and women that are wolves in sheep's clothes. It could be people that call themselves apostles or preachers or prophets. But they follow the angel of light and not the true light of Christ. Be very wise. Remember, they're very subtle. They're just off just a little bit. But that little bit, that half truth or half or deception or lies can lead you down the road to hell. And we don't want anybody there. We want people to know the truth in Christ. Because he who is in you, believers, born again believers, understand this and know who you are, is greater than he, Satan, who is in the world, a sinful mankind. Hallelujah. Hear John is saying to us, believers in Christ, you are of God, and you belong to him, and have already overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he, Satan, who's in this world. Who is in you now, brothers and sisters? Jesus Christ, by the life, the character, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The main part of this happened in our lives. God wants you to know that you have overcome what you could not by your faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. Because he has overcome and defeated Satan, his power of sin and death, he had over all of us. You see, there is no life, no hope at all without Christ. Because in yourself, you have overcome the fallen one, defeated one, Satan. You still belong to him. God have mercy. Because in yourself, you have overcome the fallen one, the defeated. I mean, you've been overcome. Let me make this right. Because in yourself, not in Christ, okay, you have not overcome the fallen, defeated one, Satan. You still belong to him. God have mercy. I had to make that clear. Who the Son, Jesus Christ, has set free is free indeed. Oh, glory to God. The freedom that God gives. And that freedom that all of God's created children can know, because he's made it possible. But you got to reach out. You got to call out to him. Has overcome the fallen one in his way of sin and death. Amen. 1 John 5:5. Who is the one who is victorious and overcomes the world? This is the question that John is asking. It is the one who believes and recognizes the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Revelation 2:10-11. Fear nothing that you are about to suffer. Be aware that the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested in your faith for 10 days and you will have tribulation. Be faithful to the point of death, if you must die for your faith. And I will give you a crown consisting of life. He who has an ear, let him hear and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is Son of God will not be hurt by the second death, the lake of fire. Praise God. That's a strong message in the times we're living, but that's possible what we could face. A powerful question given to all of God's created children, then and now to us. Only one answer saves you and gives you life and hope. It is the one you and me who believes and recognize the fact of God's truth and word that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen? The next two scriptures has a constant truth and theme. And when the ones who take heed to this and believe, then there are rewards too. Amen. Let's look. Revelation 2, verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. To him or her who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God, I will grant the privilege to eat the fruit of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. To him or her who overcomes the world, to overcome the nature of this fallen world, to overcome the evil ruler and taskmaster of this world personally, to overcome how we've been infected by the evil, wicked thing called sin, which leads to death. How do we do this? By believing that Jesus is the Son of God. You see, when you do that, then the Holy Spirit will reveal who he is to you personally and what he has done for you to be saved and given his real life, eternal life. Amen? Each one of us has to take a step of faith to make this happen. The action has to happen. The action that has to happen is to believe in the Son of God so you can be an eternal overcomer in him, Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise God. It was part of what Sis said, Revelations 2:11, he who has an ear, let him hear and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes the world, who overcomes the world through believing. What believing is, to believe, trust, and embrace is faith that Jesus is the Son of God, will not be hurt by the second death, the lake of fire, praise God. Because you're alive forevermore. Because of Christ. Well, you see here, or hear this. This is very serious and important. Overcoming your sin and the result of it is death in the lake of fire through the life and blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the only way. There is no other. Revelation 2, verse 17. Praise your name forever, Lord. He who has an ear, let him hear and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God. I think God wants everybody to know this. To him I will give the privilege of eating some of the hidden manna. And I will give him a white stone with a new name engraved on the stone, which no one knows except the one who receives it. Isn't that amazing? The rewards here to all who overcome through the Son of God, Jesus Christ, eating hidden manna and a new name engraved on the white stone. Amen? And hallelujah. Revelation 5, 1 through 5. I saw on the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back closed and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel announcing with a loud voice, who is worthy, having the authority and virtue to open the scroll and break its seal? And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth, in Hades in the realm of the dead, was able to open the scroll or look into it. No one, no being, none. And I began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. And then one of the 24 elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Oh, stop weeping. Look closely. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has overcome and conquered." He has overcome and conquered. Hallelujah. He can open the scroll and break its seven seals. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lion of Judah, the Root of David, has overcome and conquered. Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away all our sin, has overcome and conquered. He has done this and has made it so. We who believe and trust him for salvation and eternal life, we who have overcome sin, death, and hell through his life and blood forever, amen, we will sing a new song. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Revelation 5, 9 through 10, glory to the Lord. And they sang a new song of glorious redemption, saying, "Worthy and deserving are you to take the scroll and break its seal, for you were slain, sacrificed, and with your blood you purchased a people for God from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom of royal subjects and priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth." Glory to God. A song of us overcoming our glorious eternal redemption through the life and blood of our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So powerful and amazing what God has done for us to realize where we were at and now where we are. We are overcomers through the life and blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Revelation 3, verse 21. He who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God, I will grant him or her the privilege to sit beside me on my throne. And I also overcame and sat down beside my Father on his throne. Isn't that amazing? That the Lord wants us to identify with him. Now, do you want to know how loved and special you are to God? By believing and trusting his Son and not rejecting him? Oh, brothers and sisters, when you get a hold of that in a way of being humble and all praise and glory to him, it just blows you away, don't it? I will grant him the privilege to sit beside me on the throne as I also overcame. So he says, you've overcame, you've overcome too because you believe in me. And he overcame and sat down by side my father on his throne. Now he says, I want you to identify with me and be able to do the same. Isn't that awesome? Glory to God. Thank you for that word, sis. I finished these two powerful portions of Scripture for such a time as this. I finished with these two powerful. Oh, let me get this part. Hallelujah. Yes, I did that. I finished with these two powerful portions of Scripture for such a time as this. 1 John 5, verse 4. For everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world. Our continuing persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God, and amen. Then for such a time as this wonderful, victorious day of redemption is coming to all who are overcomers through the life and blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:50-57. Now I say this, believers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit nor be part of the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable mortal be inherit the imperishable immortal. Not going to happen. Listen very carefully. I tell you a mystery. It was a mystery one time, but it was revealed. Just like the gospel of grace was revealed to Paul. A secret, true degree by God and previously hidden, but now revealed. We will not all sleep in death. God just calls death sleep because it's greater. Wake up. Hallelujah. But we will all be completely changed, wondrously transformed. Oh, hallelujah. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trumpet call, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead who believe in Christ, nothing else, will be raised imperishable, and we will be completely changed, wondrously transformed. For this perishable part of us must put on imperishable nature, and this mortal part of us that is capable of dying must put on immortality, which is freedom from death. Remember, I told you, the kind of death God gives you is eternal. Oh, hallelujah, not this temporal, like in this world. And when this perishable puts on imperishable, and this mortal puts on immortality, then the scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up in victory, vanquished forever. Oh, death, where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting? The sting of death is sin. And the power of sin by which it brings death is the law. Because you had to keep God's law perfectly. And if anybody thinks they can, God have mercy on your soul. Because you say you don't need Jesus. And what he did on the cross and what he did at the grave doesn't matter. Because I got to put in my 2 cents. That is so arrogant and foolish. Because Jesus fulfilled the law and the prophets. He stayed perfect. Never sinned. To become the sacrifice from Almighty God, his own Son. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, everybody's sin. Hallelujah. Only possible for him. And he did it complete. Remember what he said at the cross? It is finished. The redemption for all of God's created children was made available. But in God's love, he gives everybody a free will. He doesn't force anybody to believe and trust him. But the alternative, you better be very aware of. what it is. And you don't want any part of it. You want all of God. You want all of Jesus. You want his hope. You want his life. You want his redemption. You want his life, real life, eternal life. You want everything of him. You want his spirit so you can be changed in a twinkling of eye. You want his love. You want his mercy. You want his grace. Because it's real. And it's forever. Hallelujah. And then here's 57. Oh, hallelujah. You understand that. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the completion of us being overcomers that overcome our sin, our flesh, the character of the evil one, this world, and everything that goes with it that is evil and wicked. This is the finale of it, a glorious day in our life as believers. This is really our glorious homecoming day for all who believe and trust in Jesus and born again by the Spirit, as the Lord God has told us to believe in the Son of God, who he is and what he has done. That's it. Nothing else. Run, Forrest, run from anybody that tells you any different. God have mercy. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free and bring you perfect peace, perfect hope, perfect salvation, and perfect life, God's life, eternal life. But thanks be to God forever, who gives us the victory as overcomers, as conquerors, through the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen forever. Hallelujah. Now you have become an overcomer. Yes, bless you, Sis Arlisa. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Bless you. Hallelujah. You just come at our time of our victory dance. Hallelujah. Victory praise. That we are overcomers through the Son of God, the life and blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, they changed my music media. It's a surprise, but we're trying to figure it out here. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord and praise him of what he has truly done for us, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whoop. Hang on. Here we go. Come on now. Oh, worship the Lord. Know what he's done in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, amen. Oh, yeah. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on now. It's who you are. Overcome. I'm an overcome. By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of my testimony. Overcome. I'm an overcome. By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of my testimony. He saved me. Hallelujah. He rescued me. He delivered me. And he set me free. Thank you, Jesus. Ever since I've been chained, have never been the same. And I can lift my hands and say, thank you for all your grace, overcome. I'm an overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of my testimony, overcome. I'm an overcome, amen, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Hallelujah. He saved me. He rescued me. Hallelujah. Delivered me. Oh, he set me free. Ever since I've been changed, I've never been the same. And I can lift my hands and say, thank you for your grace. Overcome. Hallelujah. I'm an overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Overcome. I'm an overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Testimony. I say testimony. Testimony. Hallelujah. Me free. Testimony. Testimony. Testimony of my testimony. Overcome. I'm an overcome. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb. Come on now. And by the word of our testimony. Overcome. I'm an overcome. Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb and the word, my testimony. Claim it. Say it. Overcome. More than a conqueror, I'm a winner. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have dominion and I walk in authority. I've been washed in the blood, kept by his love. I'm filled with the Spirit, and by his stripes I'm healed. I'm free. Yes, Jesus gave me the victory. Overcome, more than a conqueror, I'm a winner. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have dominion, and I walk in authority. I've been washed in the blood and kept by his love. I'm filled with the Spirit, and by his stripes I'm healed. I'm free. Yes, Jesus gave me the victory. Overcome, more than a conqueror, I'm a winner. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have dominion, and I walk in authority. I've been washed in the blood and kept by his love, and filled with the Spirit, and by his stripes I'm healed. I'm free. Yes, Jesus gave me the victory. Overcome.
I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Overcomer, I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, brothers and sisters. That's us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's us, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. And what God has done even shows you more. That he took care of our sin at the cross, but even he took care of the eternal consequences, which is death and hell and the grave and the second death, the lake of fire forever. Because Jesus rested death. Oh, hallelujah. Hang on, I got to find this. For some reason, it's very strange at my media player. Thank you, Jesus. Death was arrested. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory.
No sorrow, dead in my sin. There's no place to begin.
Amen.
Was arrested, my life began.
Isn't that awesome?
Who is redeemed, only beauty remains. My old friend heart was given a name. My morning grew quiet, my feet rose to dance. When death was arrested, my life began.
Amen.
Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you.
Amen.
It is endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new. Now life begins with you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
From my chains, a prisoner no more.
Hallelujah.
Shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He counseled my debt and he called me his friend.
When death was arrested and my life began.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you. It's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new. Now life begins with you. Savior displayed criminal's cross. Darkness rejoiced, though heaven had lost.
But then Jesus arose with freedom in hand. Oh, hallelujah. That's when death was arrested and my life began.
Amen.
All of us. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Your grace so free washes over me.
You have made me new. Now life begins with you. Picture in let love pouring down on us. You have made us new. Now life begins with you. We're free, free, forever we're free. Come join the song of all the redeemed. Yes, we're free, free, forever, amen. When death was arrested and my life began. We're free, free, forever we're free. Come join the song of all the redeemed. Yes, we're free, free, forever, amen. When death was arrested and my life began. When death was arrested and my life began. Death was arrested, my life began.
Amen.
Amen.
That is truth.
That is truth.
That's the glorious war, the glorious word of the Lord. What Jesus did when he rose the third day to fulfill the word of God, victorious, victorious over death. He took the keys of death and hell from the devil and death. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. He is victorious. He is all authority and power. Praise his name. Now, knowing that, that you are like God's canvas and clay. And he makes you into a beautiful, beautiful picture and a beautiful, hallelujah, by the word of God, what you are to him. That you know this. Oh, praise his name. Understand what you've overcome and who you are in Christ. Very important chapter in the Word of God that everybody should know. And that God made us possible for his, through his glorious Son. Praise his name forever. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. By the truth of the Word, Ephesians 2. The caption for this word is made alive in Christ. You're made alive in Christ. Let me get a drink. And you, each one of you, and me, thank God, he made alive when you were spiritually dead and separated from him because of your transgression and sin. That doesn't mean just in this life you were separated. You would be separated from him forever. In which you once walked. Oh, hallelujah. Walk means a lifestyle. That's not where we're at anymore, brothers and sisters. God has changed us to be like his son through the spirit who lives in us. You were following the ways of this world, influenced by this present age. What is this present age? This is what it is. In accordance with the prince of power of the air, Satan. The spirit who is now at work in the disobedient, the unbelieving, who fight against the purpose of God. We're seeing it. Especially God have mercy in government and even in so-called churches. Among these unbelievers, we all once lived in the passions of our flesh. Our behavior governed by our sinful self. Indulging in the desires of human nature. And what is that? What is human nature without the Holy Spirit? And the impulses of the sinful mind. And what, where does that put you? Why do you need to be saved? Why do you need to be set free? Because this is what you'll face if it doesn't happen in your life.
We were by nature children under the sentence of God's wrath, just like the rest of mankind. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve, who started all this, we became like the sentence of the fallen one and the fallen angels who rebelled against God in sin. That's how serious sin is to God. And he will deal with it. And he'll deal with it forever. And then the good news. What all of God's created children need to know, that you can overcome all of this way. But God, being so very rich in mercy, because of his great, wonderful love, which he loved us, you and me, brothers and sisters, even when we were spiritually dead and separated from him, that means dead, period, because of our sin, what did he do? He made us spiritually alive together with Christ. Hallelujah. By who he was and what he did. He took care of it, our Savior did. For by his grace, his undeserved favor and mercy, you have been saved from what? What we were going to face? The sentence. Eternal death. Second death. No life. This lake of fire. God have mercy. You have been saved from God's judgment. You'll never face God's judgment as a born-again child of God. Christ took it at the cross. Understand that. And he raised us up together with him when we believed, from death to life, from being sinful to being righteous. Hallelujah. It's amazing what God has done. When we believe and has seated us with him in the heavenly places, like it talks about in that revelation that's saying that we're going to be sitting beside his throne because we've overcome the world and that we believe and trusted him because we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he did this. Why did he do this? Listen to why he did this. So that in the ages to come, he might clearly show the immeasurable and unsurpassed riches of his grace, his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus by providing our redemption. He's going to show us this in all eternity. For it is by grace, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing you to Christ, drawing you to Christ the Father, by the Holy Spirit, reveals his Son, the Savior, to each one of us personally. Somewhere in our life, I can guarantee it, that you have been saved, actually delivered from judgment and given eternal life. There's the choices. You go the devil's way. You go your way. You will face judgment for a sinful life. But if you go God's way and you go the way through faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit and overcome your nature and the fallen one and sin and death and hell and darkness and all the kingdom of darkness, you're given what kind of life? Eternal life, hallelujah, through Christ. Faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit is the truth of God's word, the gospel, the good news. All other ways are not good news. Thank you, Jesus, because he tells you here. Don't you think you have anything to do with it except what he asked you to do? Be humble. Come to the end of yourself and your ways and believe and know that you need him. You can't face this life alone and definitely not the one in eternity without him. And this salvation is nothing, not of yourself, through your own effort.
but it is undeserved gracious gift of God. Now, he was talking to Jews and Gentiles. Whatever way you think you're supposed to do this, it's wrong. It's God's way. Only God's way. He says it here. Not a result of your works, not your traditions. No, not your foolish, think you're doing something in your flesh and earn and deserve it. No, nor your attempts to keep the law. So he's covered in both people, the Gentile and the Jew, so that no one will be able to boast or take credit in any way for his salvation, because that's pride. Pride goes before a fall. And if you have a lifestyle and stay in that, that fall will be forever, God have mercy. Now, this is what I'm telling you of who you are. For we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art, created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed. God does it with his spirit. Oh, his spirit brings life. His spirit brings peace. His spirit brings hope. His spirit reveals our Savior and the way to live and to follow Jesus and hear his word and go the path he's called us to go. That you're not the same anymore. You don't have the same ideas. I want to do the same thing. That you'll be more like Christ. As you grow and mature, whatever place God has you at. Spiritually transformed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us, not ourselves, beforehand, taking paths which he set. Go the way he said, so that we would walk in them living the good life. See, the good life is in Christ. Your life don't even have purpose or even a way without Christ. It's feeble compared to anything of Christ, which he prearranged and made ready for us. God has it in total control. Let's believe and trust him, because you are his. You are his canvas, and you are his clay. John 3:3, Jesus answered him, I assure you, most solemnly say to you, unless a person is born again, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, he cannot ever see or experience the kingdom of God. Lord have mercy. You don't want to be in that place. You won't be in a place of what it says you need to do. You don't want to be in a place of never see or experience the kingdom of God. We've been there. You don't want to be there. Hallelujah. So anyway, this song is called Canvas. And find where we're at here. There we go. I think I've got to go to this other one. Thank you, Lord. Like I said, I'm trying to figure out this new, how they got the media. This is called Canvas and Clay. That's who we are. We're God's canvas and clay. He is the grand master, the artist, and the potter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Man.
In my mind.
Oh, turn it down.
Thrown in love.
Before I took a breath, I doubted. Lord, remind me, I'm wonderfully made. You're an artist and a potter. I'm the canvas and the clay. You make all things
work together for my future and for my good. You make all things work together for your glory and for your name. Amen. Glory. There's a healing light just beyond the cloud. Though I've walked through fire, I can clearly now know nothing has been wasted, no failure or mistake. You are an artist and a potter. I'm the canvas and the clay. You make all things work together for my future and for my good. You make all things work together for your glory and for your name. You make all things work together for my future and for my good. You make all things work together for your glory and for your name. Hallelujah. Amen. When I doubt, look, remind me I'm wonderfully made. You're an artist and a potter. I'm the canvas and the clay. I know nothing has been wasted, no failure or mistake. You're an artist and a potter. I'm the canvas and the clay. You make all things work together for my future and for my good. You make all things work together for your glory and for your name. And I doubt it, Lord, remind me I'm wonderfully made. You're the artist and the potter. I'm the canvas and the clay. I know nothing has been wasted, no failure or mistake. You're the artist and the potter. I'm the canvas and the clay. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not finished with me. You're not finished with me, yeah. You're not finished with me. You're not finished with me, yeah. You're not finished with me. You're not finished with me, yeah. You're not finished with me. You're not finished with me, yeah. When I doubt it, Lord, remind me of with me, yeah. You're not finished with me. Not finished with me, yeah. Amen. Amen. Not finished with me, yeah. You're not finished with me. You're not finished with me, yeah. I doubt it, Lord, remind me. I'm wonderfully made. You're an artist and a potter. I'm the canvas and the clay. I know nothing has been wasted. no failure or mistake. You're an artist and a potter. I'm the canvas and the clay. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. You know, it's so true, brothers and sisters. He's not finished with us yet. But did you ever know that you were a masterwork of the Lord? Through his son, Jesus, that you are like made the honorable vessel, vessel of honor, that you are like a picture, like he paints the sun rises and the sun sets, even greater, that you are bright and shiny, that the light of God shines through you, each one of us, whichever way. That it shines in this world that needs a light of hope, a light of peace, a light of salvation and eternal life, what God wants for each person. It's absolutely amazing. And that you know now by the word of God, that you are an overcomer through Jesus Christ. And the finale of that will be the day of redemption, the resurrection rapture, when the Lord will come for all of his that have been delivered and have overcome death, have overcome sin and this flesh because of him. And that he'll make us into who he is totally. Will be like Christ, resurrected and glorified with a new body that God makes. He sees you already as his temple, a place that God can dwell. The only place, brother, sister, God can dwell is perfect, holy, and righteous. He don't dwell in dead things. He doesn't dwell in a place that is sinful. Who you really are, the inner you, the eternal you, has been changed and made into a place where God dwells. Not a temple built by man, but a temple built by God. A house that God has made. So he lives within us, and he's with us always. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. If you ever feel like he's far away, that he's left. But in ourselves, in our flesh, we can run. But he'll pursue us because he loves us. And he'll teach us. And he'll guide us. And we'll learn righteousness. Usually by our trials and tests and even our mistakes and temptations and sin. Everything that we go through makes us who we are. Just like he said in that song, he doesn't waste anything. All of it has a purpose. A lot of times we don't understand. But there's always a reason. If it's not for us, it's for others. Within the life or area we're in, there's always something the Lord is bringing out that will lead someone to Christ and help us grow and mature. And be in the place more like him. Seems over these last few years and definitely all the trials and tests, it shows you how much more we need him and how much we're tired of this old world. And we're tired of the old flesh. And we're tired of the old devil. And we're tired of all the old. Christ has made all things new, as we learned last week. And that's what we need to focus on. And understand all this is temporary. You know, brothers and sisters, we're just passing through. We're just being in the place where God has us right now. But this is not our destiny. This is not the end for us. This is just the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. Starting to get more and more grasp of eternity. How about you? It's getting more and more real. It's getting more and more exciting to see what God has prepared. Even here at the Lord's Hour, it's promised a part for us. Have you told Brother Elvie and shown many brothers and sisters is a place that we can go together and have a reunion and enjoy what God has created for to serve in His ministry, His hour, His time, the Lord's hour. And even God has extended it from the Lord's hour to usually 2 to 3 hours. It's amazing. But it's absolutely amazing that anyone who hears this, anyone who downloads or anything, that we'll meet all those folks in heaven too, hopefully, amen, that only if one comes to Christ through it all, it's worth it. But I think it's going to be many more. But God is rising up in people who they really are. The Holy Spirit is revealing you need a Savior. And the only answer is Jesus. This world's falling apart. Government's in perplexity. They think the answer is the military. They think the answer is the fallen one. No, only Jesus. Amen. That's good, brother. That's true. Yeah, amen. One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Spirit. That's awesome. Praise God. That's exciting. Yes. Hallelujah. 3. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise God. That's awesome, brother. Amen. Thank God. And then we even make any more here in the central time. We come on 7. God's perfect number, right? All right. Well, praise God. Anyone have any prayer requests? We've already heard from Sis Connie and concerned about her tax thing, and God's going to intervene on that. Let me look at the prayer request and we got any answers. I can tell you that our pastor's wife, Michelle, she's doing much better. Praise the Lord. She is healed in Jesus' name. That is a praise report there. We're still praying for Sis Brenda's, I think it's her cousin or niece. I'm trying to figure, I'm not sure, but that she needs, still needs the Lord. She needs to know Him personally. We continue to pray for Mike, my neighbor. I hadn't heard anything going on. I might have to ask my other neighbor if he's heard anything, but we're praying for him. He had surgery this week on his knees. Our brother in Pakistan and our brothers and sisters in Pakistan, that God has put us together for such a time as this to pray and support them. It's amazing what God does. And continue for pray for Brother Saheed, and he wants to grow and mature, just like John said, the people to grow and mature, the younger people to grow and mature, and he did get married. Thank the Lord for him and his wife and pray for their marriage. Let's see, Brother Andrew, update on the court case has been dropped against my wife, so we're all good. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord hears our prayers, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus, and God will make a way for Brother Andrew in this time we're living now to help him, like either get another job or whatever will happen, God will make a way for him, provide for him, praise God. I don't know, I don't think I put this down, but I can share this. Sis Brenda, her daughter, Jessica, someone thought it was, I guess, typical way of the world, slashed 3 of her tires. I don't know if this is, you know, out of spite or jealousy or if it's this common, you know, this silly things the enemy does and people that are controlled by him. And that there was a way that we could help her and help her get to work and help her get her tires, and her boss helped her. and now things are good, and she handled it so much better because she's had this happen before, and she was very angry. But this time, she understood that God will take care of her, and those people need Jesus, whoever did it. It's amazing how God is changing us and how Christ-like we're becoming, because I believe the Holy Spirit is rising up even more in us, brothers and sisters, in this time. But she's doing well, and then another praise report, she is coming to church with us Sunday. She's going to come and join us at church and check out our little church because, like I said earlier, that we've had the enemy try to come against our little church and witchcraft and whatever, and we're going to pray against witchcraft against here at the Lord's Hour and at here, the little church in Dublin, Calvary Fellowship, because the Lord is greater and able. Hallelujah. Let's see that we was praying for Sister Jeanette and their family, and for her brother had passed away. We're praying that the Lord has comforted them and brought peace and understand that he is rejoicing with the Lord, and she's going to go join him and her little granddaughter, Faith. She's going to join her, praise God, and we're all going to rejoice and be with our Lord like they are already. Continue to pray with, you know, like I said, for Russia and NATO and all the countries. And now especially watch over, pray for the nation, pray for God's protection of Israel, and all that's coming together now, too. It's just amazing. I said last week a praise report is pray for Zach, and he's come home, hallelujah, with his new heart, praise God. Let's see. How is your granddaughter doing, sis? Trying to see what's her name again. My writing, Lord of mercy. Brandy, I think it is. Brandy? How's your sis, your granddaughter Brandy doing? Any updates on that, Sis Jeanette? Praise God that we pray for healing, 13. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll check with that, and then we'll move to the regular prayer requests. If anybody has any prayer requests, you can start putting them in the chat room. That we'll pray and look and pray, and we know the Lord will intervene. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Okay. We have, we're praying for our, we're asking for prayer for, our grandson, Dylan, and his family, his wife, oh, Lord, a great-granddaughter, Scarlett, and his wife, I can't think of her name right now. I'll come up with it here in a minute. That's a shame, isn't it? But Dylan and his wife, and for getting a home, and that we'll pray for them. And then we need to pray for Sis Brenda's son, Bobby, and to be that he would become a godly father and take up responsibility of the father, and that their kids would seek the Lord Jesus in their lives. And we watch over them and protect them from the evil one, Satan. Hallelujah. And we pray against, like I said, witchcraft and the attack against the Lord's Hour and our little church here. We're praying for Sis Connie and for her tax thing to get settled and everything would come into order and the blessing and favor of the Lord. And the word that Sis Jeanette got was about double portion. We'll leave that in God's hand and just praise him that he loves to bless his children. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests before we move on? You can see that God answers prayers, so don't be shy. Share if you have anything to pray about, if it's something you don't want to just, you know, say, I have a prayer request and just pray for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Amen. And they believe in prayer.
or just pray for healing upon you, brother. I mean, that's the best way to get your wisdom teeth out is by oral. We'll just pray that God brings whatever they say, bone loss. We won't believe the report of the doctors and believe the Lord will touch you and heal you, but we'll pray for you, Brother Russ. We will keep you in prayer for sure, brother, and it'll come about what God will do, you know, for sure, and that he's with you, and he'll bring you peace and protect you, and we pray that these people know what they're doing, and the hands will be guided by the Lord, and hallelujah, this amazes what you'll be a witness and a testimony of God, you know, fixing the things, you know, what they say is there, but God is greater. God is greater than anything that we face. And understand, see, like we were talking about last time, that people, doctors and whoever, they are looking at the scene. But brothers and sisters, we live by faith. And faith is that God is greater by the things that are seen in this world. Even in our flesh. Remember, he's a creator. He's able to be able to put new bone and make the surgery go well and Brother Russ be protected and live, I mean, and be able to rise up after it without being partially paralyzed or not feel. We'll pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord will touch him and heal him, and he'll be a testimony to these people. Amen. All right, brother, we will pray. Hallelujah. March 10th, but we'll pray that the Lord intervenes before that. And God will give you wisdom and direction and favor in that too, and that you'll be a testimony to what he can do in your life, that he's able, you know. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. But that is the best way of getting wisdom teeth out is being an anesthetic. That's for sure. I learned that one. That's for sure. I learned that lesson, and Lord intervened in my life. So he can in yours too. They don't always have the final answer. They're just looking at what they see, but God is greater. He can change it. He can change it to what it needs to be. Remember, he's the creator. He can be able to heal us. He can give us new body, you know, organs and whatever else. He can make new bone come up here. Praise the Lord. And he can protect you from anything of any kind of drugs or anything either. That God is greater than that too. Amen. Hallelujah. Any prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer, because we've got to go give Sister Jeanette some time to finish with the beautiful song that God's put on her heart about we are in the shelter of the Most High. Who can come against him in our lives? Amen. Praise God that we'll pray for protection. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you and praise you tonight. Lord, we continue to pray. Lord, we pray for Sister Jeanette's granddaughter. I do believe it's Brandy. We pray for healing upon her in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the answer of prayer for Brother Andrew in the court case of his wife, and that has been thrown out and that she's been found not guilty or whatever they call it. Praise God that you intervene. Thank you, Lord. We pray now you continue to help him as he's standing for truth. He's standing and believing in you in this time, and not bowing down to the ways of the government, that you will make a way for him to have provision, and that you'll provide for him in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for Sis Connie, and we pray, Father, that you would intervene and that you would help her with her taxes, and that you can get through the red tape. You can get what she needs in the way that she needs it. And, Lord, that you can put all this in order, her 2020 and 2021 taxes. Father, that we pray for intervention, that you would help her and give her comfort and peace and know that everything's going to be okay. And that we've got to trust you, Lord, and that you will show blessing and favor. And the word you gave Sister Jeanette, that we will come in agreement with you, a double portion. Whatever way you do that, Lord, we thank you and honor you. Lord God, we pray for Dylan and his wife and family and our little great-granddaughter.
Scarlett, and we pray for blessing and favor and helping them get in a home, and that you'll make a way for all that to come together and all that they need for that to happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to tip my tongue her name, Lord, but you know her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for Bobby. I know they're still hurting from his wife and the kids' mother passed away, Susan. And we pray now that you will help them, that it's time to move on. It's time to live. And that he needs to be the father and the godly father that you've called him to be. And the kids will cry out to their Savior and understand they need you, Lord Jesus. We pray against the enemy. And we pray for protection to watch over them by the power of your name and blood. We pray against you, Satan. Get your hands off God's property in the name of Jesus. We thank you and honor you, Lord, and pray you intervene in their lives. Lord God, as we continue, we pray for Brother Russ Joseph, Lord, bless him. I pray for healing. I pray, Lord, that you are greater than what even they see, because we don't live by sight. We live by faith. And Lord, we pray you intervene and touch your son's teeth. And that you, this surgery and getting these wisdom teeth out, that you'll make a way for it's fine. And Lord, I would pray that other tooth would just be dissolved and that you will replace his bones, Lord, that needs to be bone, that needs to be made, that you're able to do it. Hallelujah. We pray you watch over and protect him from anything of the evil one or anything of this world and anything of the things of man. And we pray that you'll give guidance and wisdom and guide the hands and the minds of the doctors and nurses involved. And I pray, Lord, that he will be fine and he'll be protected, and that he'll sleep in peace, and that all this will be done, and that he'll wake up and be a testimony and share the truth of what God has done that's greater than what man does. And Lord God, as we finish up, we pray against witchcraft. We pray against the attack of the enemy. We pray against the Jezebel spirit that thinks it's supposed to be in control. We pray against any kind of condensations or spells or anything against the Lord's hour and against Calvary Fellowship here in Dublin. We pray against it in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we come in the name of Jesus against any witches or witchcraft or any wizards or whoever they are, warlocks or anything of the enemy, against the demonic powers and principalities and powers, any stronghold. We pray, Lord, that you tear them down. You break down the walls, Lord. We pray by the authority of your name and by your shed blood, the victory, and what we are overcomers in you, Lord. And greater is he that's within us than the he that's in the world, Satan, praise God, and that he is a defeated foe. And we tell you to go in the name of Jesus and break the ways of the witch and the witchcraft, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and let your Holy Spirit rise up and take care of the Lord's hour. And the people and your family here, your brothers and sisters, your children, Lord, and at Calvary Fellowship, and intervene. And we thank you, Lord, for your protection and watching over and providing for us and victory, and that we are overcomers through you, Lord Jesus, and the victory yours in mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and honor you. Glory to God. Yes, we rebuke the devil in Jesus' name and return witchcraft for where it came from. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Sevenfold. Amen, brother. Praise God. We agree, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as you bring us together and how you called us to pray and to intercede, and that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We thank you and honor you, Lord, and that you hear our prayers and you know where we're at in the times we live in, and that we need you so much and very grateful for everything about who you are as the Son of God and our Savior and what you've done in all our lives. And that we're coming to know that more and more. Very grateful. And we give all the glory and praise in your glorious name, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Praise God, brothers and sisters. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's mighty and glorious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, sis, you want to come and finish up tonight with that beautiful song the Lord has put on your heart. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'll have to put that together. Still, excuse me. Okay, thank you, sis. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother Russ, Amen. Always. We've got to be there for Amen. Each other, especially in the days we live. Amen. Okay, sis. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, brother.
He's so wonderful. All right. Bless
yeah.
you.
This one doesn't have any background, so I'm
okay.
just saying it. Okay.
All right. You go ahead.
Okay. Under the shadow of your wings, here in the secret place of your holiness, I will wait on you, Lord, my God and King. Here in the holiest of all, you draw me near with love to abandon all for the sake of knowing you, my God and King. Hide me in the shelter of your love, deep in the center of your heart, my Lord. How I want to know you more. Kiss me in the shadow of your wings, safe in the secret place of holiness. I need you more and more. Under the shadow of your wings, here in the secret place of your holiness, I will wait on you, O Lord, my God and King. In the holiest of all, you draw me near with love to abandon for the sake of knowing you, my God and King. Hide me in the shelter of your love, deep in the center of your heart, my Lord. I want to know you more. And keep me in the shadow of your wings, safe in the secret place of holiness. Oh, I need you more and more and more and more. Hide me and keep me, oh Lord, safe in the secret place, safe in the secret place. Hide me and keep me, oh Lord, safe in the secret place. Under the shadow of your wings, here in the secret place of your home, I will wait on you, O Lord, my God and King. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen, sis. Is there any update on, I don't know if you saw or heard me or not, but any update on your granddaughter? Is it Brandy?
Granddaughter?
Granddaughter,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, she's fine. She's fine, yeah.
Okay, that's awesome.
Fine. And thank you. Yeah.
More prayers. I mean, more prayers answer. Our God is He does more prayers. And He answers them.
I forgot.
Amen.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking about my brother.
Amen. Amen. I know.
Yeah.
Well, praise God, sis. I hope that all's gone good with y'all, for sure.
Well, praise God. Well, thank you. Thank you for serving tonight. Amazing, another amazing night the Lord has given us to serve him, and he has showed himself amazing and beautiful and strong, and to know him even more personally, and how he sees us.
To know him more and more and more.
Amen. All right, sis, well, thank you, and we send our love and prayers your way, and this, boy, exciting times. The Lord can come anytime. Many things are said, I don't know, there's some people saying.
These are glory days, not gloomy days.
Amen. That's right. That's a good word. Glory days and not gloomy days. That's awesome. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you,
okay,
sis.
Okay, brother.
Bless you.
Shalom all to my brothers and sisters in the chat room. Love you,
Amen.
Brother.
We love
good
you,
night.
Too, sis. Good night.
Good night. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, praise God. Bless each one of you, brothers and sisters. How much God loves us. And that he hears our hearts and hears our prayers, because we are his children. And he's a father like no other father. And we have a wonderful Savior and his wonderful Son, Jesus. And we have the Holy Spirit, the one that is here with us. And how much they love you and me. Oh, how much they love us. Well, bless each one, and good night to all. And y'all have a great weekend. And this, man, it's amazing to see all this going on. I say homecoming's coming pretty soon. All right, y'all have a great night. Have a great weekend. We thank God for each one of you. And say shalom and good night. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.